Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and here we are again for the second time this week. How awesome is that? So happy Thursday. We've made it over the hump and headed for the weekend. Yay. Well, I guess yay. There was a time when weekends really meant resting and relaxing, but who does that anymore? But you know what they say, all work and no play makes Jack or Jill a dull girl or boy, and I'm inclined to agree. But sometimes you got to work a lot so you can play a lot, huh? Well, do what you have to do. Just be sure to take care of you and get that R&R in whenever you can. That's what you have to do. Well, I've got another great show today. I know some of you out there are diligently working at building your dream and your success. Others are just starting their climb or just beginning to lay the foundation for things to come. And I know this, too. It can be a challenge. It takes discipline and it takes determination. It can be hard work even when you're working smart. Many of us have faced points where we have asked ourselves, is it really worth it? And sometimes even wanted to give up and quit. Confidence was shaken, sense of self-esteem zapped because it felt like you failed. But listen to me, no, 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 don't quit. Why? Just don't. You can make it. You can do it. You just may need a little bit of a wake-up call, a boost in your self-confidence. Get that built back up again. Need your motivation pushed into full gear once again. My guest today is going to help us with that. Yes, she is. She is Tanya White, and she's the author and the brainchild behind the book and boot camp, You Can't Quit Now. And we're just letting you know you really can. Hi there, Tanya.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am just wonderful and excited, if you couldn't tell.
Yes.
Awesome. Glad to be talking to you today. You are one phenomenal lady. I was very impressed by your bio information and all the things that you are doing, and you are making strides in your area of work, and it looks like you're loving it. Why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about you? I know you're an educator full time. Let's start there.
Yes, I have been an educator with the local public school system in Louisville, Kentucky, home of the NCAA champs of 2013. I've been doing that since 1999. I love it. I love educating our future, and also I get to consult and coach their parents as well. So I just love that about the educational system, because it's just not teaching kids. You have to also interact with parents as well. So I just absolutely love that. I've been doing it since 1999. And so I just yes, love.
So the whole idea of empowering people just comes real natural for you.
Really natural. It's part of my personality DNA. I just can't help it. Doesn't matter what job I was in. It doesn't matter where I am. I always find myself encouraging people and empowering them and, you know, sharing information so they can have the resources that they need to succeed. So that's what I've loved doing.
Well, you know what I have learned, Tanya, is that most people like you with that energy and with that outlook, you have a story of your own. And so why don't you get us up to speed with how this all came about for you? Did you always think that you were going to be an educator? Did you face some places in life where you maybe lacked direction and focus?
Yes.
And how did you get that turned around?
Of course, just like anyone. When you don't know who you are, you don't know where you need to go, and you don't have that, you know, tight support system around you to encourage you
mm-hmm.
and guide you, you do get misled and misguided, and you're kind of confused. So I was there for a bit in my life until I found out what it was I wanted to do. Education, I was going to school for another degree and just happened the principal loved me so much, and he was shocked that I even loved school because it was a very tough school. It was literally like the first scene of Lean on Me. That was the school.
Oh,
it was
boy.
My first school. And so after, you know, 3 weeks, I was a substitute, and I said, well, if you ever need me, I will come back. And they were totally shocked. They said, you want to come back? And so that's all she wrote. Actually, my principal encouraged me to go back to become a teacher because he said, I want to hire you. And so that's how I got into education. I got into writing after a tragedy with my mother's death. I needed some therapy for myself, and so I found therapy in writing. And so I have been writing actually since 2005, and I absolutely love that. It's another outlet for me to encourage and empower people to succeed. And so that is a little bit about me with my profession and writing career.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you were facing those valleys in your life? And when you say you chose writing as a therapy,
mm-hmm.
Did you just say all of a sudden, I think I need to get up and write? What was your low point like, and where did you hear that inspiration from?
To write, it's unexplainable when you're in that valley of it's transition. When you ever lose someone close, especially a mother, the person who gives you life,
mm-hmm.
there are so many mm-hmm. emotions that you have never ever experienced before. And so I was literally, I'm the oldest, so everybody was coming to me to draw strength from. And so me being the person I am, I was giving them what they need. But I also needed to be deposited into, and so I found that writing and connecting with my feelings that I couldn't share with anybody because they probably wouldn't understand, or they'd give me some cliche about it'll be all right or something like that. So I found that writing for me was the safety and just the therapy that I needed to deal with the change and the transition in my life. All the feelings that I was going through came out in my writing. So for me, I can't explain it. Those feelings were unexplainable, and I didn't even know how to, you know, verbally communicate to some people who wanted to listen. So I found that writing was my savior at that time.
Yes, well, I think you really actually explained it quite well, Tanya. And also I have to say that you are very fortunate that you were able to find a great, healthy outlet to express yourself. Now, I know that you have written several books.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about those, and then I want to talk about You Can't Quit Now.
Yes, I have written 5 books, self-published books, and everything that I write, I either go through or I have helped other people, you know, go through in their life through coaching or being the wise counsel. I was a Sunday school teacher for years, so I dealt a lot with relationships. I taught the single Sunday school class for years, so I found that it's not just romantic relationships that we have difficulty with. It's relationships with ourselves, with other women, people in our job, people in our church. So we have a tough time, you know, interacting with people, especially when it comes to conflict. So most of my books are dealing with how to deal with relationships health in a healthy way, whether it's relationships, like I said, with yourself, with other women, with romantic partners, or just business partners and church members. So my first book was How to Deal with a Difficult Woman, because as women, we find that, you know, when we encounter someone who's difficult, our first response is flight, to avoid, because we think that's just safety for us. But sometimes, especially if they're in your family and you have to deal with them, you have to find a healthy outlet to resolve conflict and deal with people who you find difficult. And so that was my first book. At that time, a lot of people were coming to me with issues about dealing with other women. I was having my own issues dealing with women. And when you sit down and you really think about when people are being difficult, so to say, or they're being challenging with you, it's because they're hurting themselves. And when you get that big scope of they're hurting people, they're hurt because they're hurting people because they're hurt, then you can deal with it in a different way. You may not be close with them, you may not be buddy-buddy, but you can resolve the conflict and be cordial with them. And so that's what that book deals with, how to deal with difficult women. And then my second book was Relationship Reruns, How to Break the Cycle of Choosing the Wrong People for the Right Relationships. And that, again, is more than just romantic relationships. I was going through friendship issues. I was going through choosing wrong business partners, dealing with the wrong church people, and I just found myself in a cycle and saying, why am I still dealing with the same issues but with a different face? So that was my second book. Book three, I was a sequel to How to Deal with a Difficult Woman, which taught you how to deal with difficult men. And so I had profiles of difficult men and how to deal with them. My fourth book was strictly for women, Girl, You Can Win, The 10 Highly Effective Habits of a Winning Woman. And that leads us to our fifth book, talking about You Can't Quit Now, How to Keep Going When You Really Feel Like Giving Up. So it's really, all my books deal with being healthy and having a relationship with self, how to have a healthy relationship with others so that you can have a successful and prosperous life.
And you know what, it's, as I said earlier, quite impressive. I want to ask you a few questions about You Can't Quit Now. There's a couple of points I want to have you emphasize for us, because you said something that I know is real, and there's a psychology behind it. You called it the habit of quitting.
Oh.
And I don't know that everybody thinks that's a habit. They think that's a thing. They think that's a happening. They think that's just a choice. They think that that's the right thing to do. But based on that, the way you phrase it, that means there's some underlying issues, some underlying psychology, and I would really like for you to speak to that.
Yes, habit, and you are certainly correct. A lot of people think they just quit and it's just a one-time thing. But, again, as being a teacher, I see this generation that, you know, quitting is normal for them. They don't want to do it. They quit. They give up. They tell you they're not going to do it. And then when I talk to parents, mom or dad, then they have that. They quit. And so quitting is a habit. And what I discuss in the book is that habits are intentional choices that we choose to become a part of our daily life and our daily routine. When you do a habit over and over again, it comes without thought. You just do it automatically. And so for many people, especially in this generation, quitting is a habit. If things get too difficult, instead of persevering, instead of dealing with, those, like you said, those underlying issues such as insecurity, fear, issues from your childhood, you just quit. Like I said, in school, when students struggle or a problem gets too difficult, they quit. In relationships.
Well, you know what I want to. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. I want to ask you something else that can help answer some questions in that area. Mm-hmm. You also said that you use the word healing needs to take place.
Yes.
And I found that really interesting because, again, we don't often think of the act of quitting with so many underlying factors that are within our mind and the way we believe about
yes.
things. We just think it feels right, I need to stop, or it's too hard, or whatever the case may be. But we're not so much always thinking it's us. We think it's other stuff that has pushed us
game.
Into a corner or forced the situation and that there aren't any options. But I love that you said there needs to be a healing. So say something about that.
Yes, we need to heal, especially from issues from our childhood. We must realize that things that were inputted into us and programmed in our mind came from, you know, our parents were broken and they were dealing with issues from their own childhood that they didn't deal with. So sometimes we are dealing with that brokenness from broken people, and then we just carry that brokenness on, and we don't think that we need to be healed. We camouflage it and say, that's just the way I am, or, you know, my whole family's this way, or, you know, I'm never going to change. Why should I change now, you know? So there is some healing that needs to take place, especially if you really want to pursue your divine destiny and be successful. You need to heal and deal with those issues, and healing comes in different forms. You just need to find what works for you. Get the help that you need from who you connect with and who you can trust, and allow that healing to take place. Because when you quit, when you have a habit of quitting, there are issues of why you do that, and you need to deal with them.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And that can take some soul searching, but you can get to the root of it, and it's well worth it for the growth that takes place. Tanya,
exactly.
You say perseverance is the key. And certainly we have all heard that. Talk to us about that from your perspective.
Yes, perseverance. My dad used to call it that staying power, the power to stay amidst difficulties, obstacles, and barriers. We have to persevere, because in our perseverance not only comes life lessons, but comes we inspire other people who we don't even know who are watching us. And then we bless ourselves. So perseverance is just having that staying power. When one obstacle comes directly at you, veer to the left and take another path and continue on. If something comes down that way, take another alternative, but do not quit. Just have that perseverance. Develop that habit of perseverance so that you can be successful and be prosperous and even peaceful. Even when we start persevering towards and getting the life that we really dream about and we've talked about for years, there's a certain peace that comes in our life that we have and that we enjoy and that we embrace. And that peace helps us, pushes us more to do something else even greater. So perseverance, yes, it is a key. It is necessary. And perseverance is a choice.
Well, we know that obstacles do get in our way, as you just described, and you said it so well. When they do, look for another way, jump over it, go under it, go around it, whatever you have to do, perseverance is the key. But some of the obstacles you described, you call the four fatal X's.
Yes.
I love that.
The four fatal X's.
Talk about
that
the four
we need
fatal
to
X's.
Break up with and break up with permanently. Yes, in the book I talk about four fatal X's, and the first one, All of us on this planet engage in, and it's called excuses. Excuses. I remember being in college and reciting this. Excuses are tools of incompetence, which build monuments of nothing, and those who specialize in them will never succeed at anything. When we engage in excuses, we're blaming other people for why we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And when we blame outside sources and then succumb to not doing what we're supposed to do, we try to take the responsibility off ourselves. And it's just not right. You can't rest in excuses. You can't say, for instance, when people ask you, why haven't you finished that college degree? Well, you know, I don't have the money, or I don't have the support. Excuses. That's an excuse. You're blaming other people for why you're not doing what you need to do. So that's the first big X. Another X is exits. Sometimes we leave relationships, we leave jobs, we leave situations too early because we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to deal. We leave a job because we think we don't want to deal with that boss anymore. We leave churches because we're just sick and tired of dealing with certain people. But sometimes you got to stay, put on your big girl and your big boy clothes, resolve some conflict, go talk about, discuss, and come to a compromise and do what you need to do. And so that is another one. Do you want me to go through all four of them?
Yes, please.
Okay. The next fatal X I talk about is excess. Oh, so many of us live beyond our means. We overindulge with food. We spend too much. We socialize too much when we should be working or studying. So we live in a constant state of excess. And so we need to bring balance to our life. We need to operate with a schedule. We need to operate in a financial budget. And we need to manage our time wisely. And so when you really try to reach a goal and you're trying to develop a lifestyle of perseverance, you're going to have to trim some things out of your life and stop living in a constant state of excess. You're going to have to bring balance. You're going to have to live by budget and live by a routine schedule and plan. So that is number three. And the last one I talk about is explanations. And a lot of people think excuses and explanations are the same thing, but they're a little different. Explanation, like I said, excuses are when you blame other people. Explanations are when you justify your decisions for why you're not doing something. So, for instance, with losing weight, I know a lot of people, that's a goal for them this year. And so by this time, January 30th, with 30 days in, a lot of people have given up. So if somebody says, oh, I haven't seen you at the gym, and so, well, you know, I'm busy or my schedule got busy, they're given an explanation to justify why they're not doing what they said they were going to do. They're not blaming other people. They're just trying to justify their choices. And so the four fatal X's, again, are excuses, exits, excess, and explanations.
Tanya, that's some really, really good stuff. And you were smart enough to turn this into a boot camp.
Yes.
That people can participate in, and you kick that off this earlier this month. So I want you to talk about that, and I know you're two classes already into it, two seminars already into it, but anybody who wants to get on board can easily do that. And the beauty in all of it is that it's free. I say
it free.
So tell
F-R-E-E. I am taking out the excuses for you not to participate. Yes, this is, we're coming on our third week, but the great thing is, too, that we've taped every session. So you can go to my website and sign up for that. But, yes, this is the You Can't Quit Now six-week perseverance boot camp for anyone who is really serious about achieving their dreams and reaching their goals. And not just 2014, but 2015 and 2016. You can do everything you set your mind to, but you gotta persevere. Once you develop that lifestyle of perseverance, no matter what comes your way, no matter what resources you lack, you can achieve your goal. And this boot camp is teaching you how to deal with that. I come teaching out of six topics from my book and dealing with some issues on how you can persevere forever and for always. Last week we talked about how to persevere past your exes, and we talked about the four fatal exes as well as the five fruitful exes you need to embrace. This week we're going to talk about persevering past your pain of your past. So we're going to get some healing from some issues from your past and your childhood. We also talk about how to persevere in your purpose, how to persevere in your real personality, because many people are walking around with the personalities that they think people want them to have instead of being their authentic selves. And so we're going to talk about that. And then the last session is going to talk about how to persevere and write a strategic plan of action. Some of us set goals. We have them in our mind, but we never write them down, and we never write a strategic plan on how we're going to realize our dream. And so this boot camp covers those six topics, and I also have co-trainers who come at the end for about 20 minutes and talk about, from their perspective, the suggested topic. So it's really been great. We've got a lot of feedback. Again, it is free, and you can go to my website and sign up. And when you sign up, I will send you the recordings from the last two classes, and you can join in this Sunday.
That sounds excellent and
yes.
so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
Yes, such a
so
great
give
job.
Out your give out your website address and spell it out for people if you would, please.
I will. Thank you so much. My website is TanyaWhite.com, and Tanya is spelled T-A-N-Y-A. White is in the color. And on the front page, you'll see the boot camp flyer. You'll see the link where you can sign up for this free. Again, it's a free event. And then you can see all the links on how to order You Can't Quit Now and some other goodies that I have on that site. But again, it's TanyaWhite.com. Tanya is T-A-N-Y-A, white is in the color, .com.
Awesome. Tanya, this has just been the most amazing conversation, and I'll tell you, anybody who's listening that can't believe that you can kick it up a notch for them or help them kick it up a notch,
yes.
Wow, you're the one.
Yes, they get You Can't Quit Now, my book, order from TanyaWhite.com, and connect with me, and I will guarantee that your life will be different by this time next year. Positive results, I guarantee you, if you get this book and get it now.
Well, Tanya, I believe it, and I believe in you. And thank you again for being my special guest today.
Oh,
and
it has
I
been
will
a pleasure.
Again post this show again and let people know that you know, you are the person that's in the business of motivating them, and,
yes.
and you can make it happen. So thank you
people.
Once again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, go
thank
ahead.
You so much. And I've had a great time. And thank you once again. You have a great day, Miss Fox.
Thank you. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you. Faithful Foxology followers, you know I appreciate you when you connect and listen to the show. Really, really, really do. Wasn't this great? You can't quit now, whatever it is, your goal, your dream, your desire, whatever you're up to and you're trying to make it happen. I know you can get a little discouraged. Things can be disappointing. But you know what? That's the natural order of going towards success. You can make it happen. Let your friends know that Foxology is on the air at www.blogtalkradio.com/Foxology. Let them know I'm always talking about something productive, something positive, something enlightening, and something empowering. Listen, I look forward to talking to you next time on Monday. Master Your Mindset. My radio BFF, TV host Cassandra McShepherd, will be joining me, and I hope you will too. Until then, enjoy your day. Thank you so much for listening.